Federal investigators say the skies were clear and the weather was good when a cargo plane crashed last month at Denali National Park. KUAC's Tim Ellis reports.
Weather didn't seem to be a factor in the August 1st fatal crash of the Fairchild C-123 at Denali National Park. That according to a preliminary report by the National Transportation Safety Board. The report posted last week on the NTSB website doesn't suggest a cause, and investigators aren't talking about the crash that killed three, including the pilot, Bill Michael, who owned the aircraft, and the Delta Junction-based air cargo company All West Freight. The NTSB report states that the weather was generally good, a light breeze was blowing, and that clouds may have been partially obscuring area mountains. According to the report, two eyewitnesses told investigators they saw the plane just before the crash. One, a certified pilot, says he believes the C-123's twin engines were working hard as it flew by, but otherwise he didn't see anything unusual. The C-123 was transporting a heavy generator from Palmer to a mining project near Unalakleet. Another witness, a private pilot, told investigators she saw the airplane flying straight and level and that it appeared to be in slow flight, but otherwise everything appeared normal. She said she saw the aircraft pitch straight up at one point to a near vertical position, then stall, then rolled left and nosedived toward the ground. The crash brought the total number of fatalities in general aviation accidents in Alaska so far this year to 14. That's twice as many as all of last year. That number does not include the four people who were aboard another aircraft that disappeared August 21st in southwest Alaska. Searches are ongoing for that plane, a de Havilland Beaver that vanished somewhere east of King Salmon. On Saturday, the parents of two of the missing passengers announced a $15,000 reward to anyone who finds the plane or its wreckage. If all of those passengers were killed, it would bring the total number of plane crash fatalities in Alaska so far this year to 18. That would be the highest number since 2003, when 19 people were killed in plane crashes statewide. In Delta Junction, I'm Tim Ellis.